It's Good Day Health Time. Time for us to introduce you if you are new to the program. A lot of people over these holiday weekends, like the Thanksgiving weekend, where we are at the moment, don't know or haven't become familiar with a lot of the people that are regulars and important contributors to this program. And among them, certainly at the top of the list, in fact, is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who runs Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida, has been an important part of this program for over a decade, has great expertise, especially in cardiology, as you might glean. Clever how I am at understanding these things, Ken. Lake Cardiology would be a clinic that specializes in your heart, your circulation, your well-being when it comes to how many miles, 62 miles of plumbing that we have in our body. Is that what you say?
Yeah, about 60,000.
60,000. What are you, 62,000. Wow. All right. So the credibility is here for Ken. Let's talk about Thanksgiving. I think we had a practical bit of advice for people, but now that the eating is sort of over or people have strung it out because it goes through the weekend with leftovers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, there are a lot of things that are important to remember with regard to overeating. I have indigestion like you wouldn't believe from eating things that have too much glucose or whatever they have that I shouldn't be eating, rolls and muffins and that kind of stuff. So what didn't you say at some point this past week that there are more heart attacks and more people visiting emergency rooms because of the food they eat or what, who knows what, after Thanksgiving?
Well, there's a lot of visits. A lot of it has to do with that adult beverage that many consume this time of year. Maybe too much in excess, just being a hell of a guy or a gal. And, yes, get to the scale. I'm getting to the gym later today and try to burn off some of Thanksgiving Day festivities.
Mm-hmm. That's what you got to do. You got to burn it off. Okay, you're going to get a kick out of this. Only I tell you this because we have had conversations probably pretty much since the beginning. And I think I told you last week that because I have this ringing in my ears after the last airplane trip, and I had my ear hadn't popped until I put some hydrogen peroxide in my ear and some ear drops and stuff. And finally the pop happened, but I've been left with this sort of high-pitched white noise that I hear in my ear that I've always heard over the years, but it seems to be a little more pronounced these days. So I went to see the ear specialist, and he stuck something up my nose. Oh, man, it was not comfortable, and he stuck stuff in my ear. And he got a little bit of wax out, and he said, "You're hearing, had a hearing test," and I missed a little eensy teensy bit at the high end. Of course, I'm accused by, people that I love that you know to whom I'm referring, that I don't hear as well, and perhaps part of it is selective hearing, and perhaps some of it I'm just not listening. There's a difference between listening and hearing, I think, and the technical part is actually hearing, being able to hear the sounds, and then you do what you can with them. But the instruments, I didn't ask a very nice guy, very well-trained, has an Oxford medical degree, so this guy knows his way around. But the tools he used to stick up my nose, and he sprayed some stuff up in there longer, further than anybody ever stuck anything up my nose. He cleaned a lot of stuff out. Anyway, the bottom line was that he said, he told me two things that I remember, both for your benefit and the audience's benefit at this time of year. A lot of people are going through some of these things, sinusitis and, you know, the kinds of things on the farm that I'm getting exposed to because of the dry, dusty summer and things that are in my lungs. So he said at the end, you know, I didn't need a hearing aid, that my hearing was fine, just, you know, to be aware of the little pitches that are off. And then he said, get a flu shot. And I looked at him and I said, why? I've never had a flu shot in my life. Why am I going to get one now? He said, well, because I can see stuff up in there that might make you more susceptible to getting some sort of viral infection or whatever it is. So I pressed him on it a little bit more. And I said, why do I need a, I don't like flu shots. And he said, I understand. A lot of people have that point of view. I'm just telling you, you'll have a better chance this winter of warding off the flu if you get a flu shot. So I didn't go out and get one, but I guess I'm giving it some thought. You know, travel, I'll be traveling this next month. I'll be back and forth to Florida a couple of times and California a couple of times and Israel. And so maybe, I don't know whether I succumb to it or not. I just think if we have strong immune systems, you don't have that problem. But I thought you would get a kick out of the fact that he...
So what did he diagnose as the cause of your tinnitus?
He didn't really say. He said that it's something that happens as you get a little bit older. You're liable to have it, whether it goes away or it doesn't. It will happen on its own, kind of. But and he didn't refer to it as tinnitus, but I have had people in my family who have had it, and it just stays with them. My sister's husband has had it for years and years and years. And it's, I'm sure, certainly worse. I don't even notice it unless, like, when I'm on the air or I'm talking to people. The only time I really notice it now is when I wake up in the morning. Or if, and there's not much during the day that there isn't noise going on between the radio program and the farm and talking to friends and families and loved ones. I don't really have much quiet time, which may be a problem in and of itself. But I do, when I'm going to bed at night, if I'm by myself and I'm reading, I'm not as conscious of it as I am when I wake up. Is that normal?
I've seen so much variability with tinnitus over the years. I mean, you do have this perception of noise or ringing in the ears, right?
It's a high-pitched white noise.
Right.
That's what it is. It's a high-pitched white noise. And that's all I can. It's the same kind of white noise we have on the radio sometimes when things, the connections aren't very good.
And you haven't had any ear injury in the past?
No.
I guess he saw that there wasn't any. And,
yeah, he said my inner ear is perfect on both sides.
But he did pick up some hearing loss?
He picked up a little bit, just a teensy bit on the high end. Don't give Meredith fodder, will you please? He said, there's nothing wrong with my hearing. I don't need any help. But I just, at the high ends, I don't hear high-pitched noise, high-pitched pitches, whatever, high-pitched frequencies, if that's what it is. And he attributed that more to having a headset on my head for 5 or 6 hours a day for 50-some-odd years than anything else.
Did he have to take out any earwax?
He took a little bit of earwax out of one side.
Did it change anything?
Change anything in what way?
In terms of this noise that you're hearing?
No, didn't change anything. Nope, not a bit. Now, I'm sitting here with my headsets on, and we have quiet for just a second, and I don't hear the noise. Isn't that interesting? When I don't, let me see if I take my headsets off. I don't hear him. I don't hear it now either with my headsets off. So maybe it's something that has to do with the time of day, much as anything else, or what the activity has been.
He didn't make any association to your neck or anything like that?
No. Nope. No, he didn't make any. He was interested that I wore a headset as much as I do and that the noise on the farm. He said more than anything else, the noises on the farm, the tractors, loud equipment, machinery, would have probably had more impact on me than anything else.
Right.
And he said, why don't you wear an ear protective device? And I said, because then I can't hear the equipment, and the equipment has its own music. And if you're using a piece of equipment and it has a rhythm to it, a noise, and if something breaks and you don't hear that noise changing, because it is, it's noise with a purpose. The choppers and mowers and balers and all that stuff all have a rhythm. And only people that are farmers probably know that. But if you're driving heavy equipment, you know it's the same thing. Anything has, or even if you're in an office and you have a computer that has, or a printer or something, you can tell it's not working right by whether it hits the rhythm. And if you've got protective gear on your ears, you can't hear it.
I bet it's just related to your noise exposure.
Maybe. You can check it out when we visit with you next month. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. We're going to go through the important medical news of the week and other things that are going on during the course of this hour. It's now 16 past the hour on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Doug Steffen.
For pet owners and their four-legged friends, interacting with other dogs is a great opportunity to exercise and socialize, but can also pose health risks. Pet expert Julia Szabo explains.
Your dog's social life can put him or her at risk for health conditions such as canine influenza and parasites like fleas and ticks, which can cause both disease and discomfort. It's important to be in the know about risk factors and prevention options. Here are a few tips. Ensure your dog's vaccinations are up to date. Always discuss your pet's lifestyle with your veterinarian, including travel plans. Be aware of disease threats that could impact your dog. For example, there's a new strain of canine influenza, and it's incredibly contagious. Check your dog regularly for ticks. Catching them early can reduce the risk of Lyme disease. Talk to your veterinarian about choosing the right product to protect your pets from parasites. For example, Bravecto is the only oral chew to deliver flea and tick protection to dogs for up to 12 weeks.
Visit mypet.com to learn more. This message brought to you by Merck Animal Health. Bravecto important safety information. The most common adverse reactions recorded in clinical trials were vomiting, decreased appetite, diarrhea, lethargy, polydipsia, and flatulence. Bravecto has not been shown to be effective for 12 weeks duration in puppies less than 6 months of age. Bravecto is not effective against Lone Star ticks beyond 8 weeks after dosing. Visit my...
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money, or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
MSRP for a 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, Texas title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
All right, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen. Don't forget, Dr. Ken is a great resource. Those of you who live locally in Central Florida, and I advise this, I mean, I'm coming from New England down to see him. People come from all over the country and, in fact, all over the world to visit Ken at his clinic. And when you listen to his measured approach to medical issues, when you're listening to him here on this program describe the research and then talk about how he treats patients, so many people are desirous of another opinion. I got one opinion from their local cardiologist or local doctor, and they want to get a second opinion. This is the place to go. Lake Cardiology's number is 352-735-1400. So no matter where you are, locally or nationally, take advantage of Ken and his expertise in his specialty, 352-735-1400. Speaking of telephone numbers, I'm going to be advising you to call 800-655-4183. In a few moments, Ken's going to tell you why that's a good number to know. 21 after the hour on Good Day Health.
I saved! I found incredible deals on Groupon for everyone.
For everyone.
There's something for everyone this year on Groupon. Download the Groupon app and find thousands of deals on electronics, toys for the kids, winter apparel, home cookware, and more. From GoPro cameras and drones to yoga mats and skateboards. This season, get up to 70% off with incredible deals on Groupon.
Thanks to Groupon goods, I could buy gifts for everyone.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com. Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Somebody call for a doctor. All right, we're at 23 after the hour, the Good Day Health Hour, brought to you in part by the folks who bring you Super Beats. 30-day supply of Super Beats is yours free when you're ordering your first time around. And because a lot of new people listen during the holiday weekends, Ken, people who either the station's not carrying the program regularly and they use it as a way to keep their listeners alive and well and tuned in and informed. Or there are people who are not focused on work as much and they can listen and pay more attention to what they're hearing. So we ought to spend a moment or two talking about Super Beats and why it is that it's a good idea to get on the program. Never mind, you get a 30-day supply free when you call 800-655-4183. Sometimes that's all people hear because we talk about hearing. Hearing seems to be a theme. You know how over the years we've developed themes in conversation on programs sometimes, and maybe hearing becomes part of a theme here today because of my experience this week. But if you're listening carefully, you'll write down 800-655-4183. Or maybe you'll just, while we're talking, pick up the phone and say, I want some of these Super Beats. Tell them why this is a smart move, Ken.
Well, the body needs to continuously make a gas called nitric oxide. And just like we have oxygen and carbon dioxide in our body, nitric oxide, it's the third gas in the body. And this is based on Nobel Prize winning research. The discovery of nitric oxide was only made as recently as 1988, and then it received the Nobel Prize in 1998. And your body just needs to continuously remake it, and you need the building blocks of this nitric oxide. And one of the really nice ways to make sure you have enough is with these products from Neogenis, the name of the company. They make two products. One is Neo 40, which makes sure that your tank of nitric oxide is adequate. And then the second product, Super Beach, which gives you a sudden boost of nitric oxide if you're going to go work out at the gym, if you're getting that 2 in the afternoon fatigue that so many get. They reach for caffeinated or high sugared beverages, which you don't need. Super Beats is a nice alternative. I recommend everyone check their nitric oxide with the saliva test strips that Neogenis makes, and then you can figure out if you need to take their Neo 40 product, which will replete, which will fill up the tank to make sure you have enough of this nitric oxide. The whole body from head to toe relies on nitric oxide as a signaling molecule. Blood vessels relax after they're sprayed by the red blood cells with nitric oxide so that the red blood cell can get through and deliver oxygen from head to toe. So in order for your body to work properly, it needs to continuously remake nitric oxide. And many of us, as we get older, we can't eat enough of the building blocks to make the nitric oxide. The body doesn't make enough of it naturally. And by getting extra building blocks from these two products will help your body work better, and you'll feel better. Your blood pressure will be better, and from head to toe, things will work better.
And you prescribe, not prescribe, but you advise a lot of your patients when you see that this would be appropriate to use SuperBeats.
I advise them to check their levels of nitric oxide, and then I advise if they're looking for a more healthy way to get an energy boost to use the SuperBeats.
How do you check your level of nitric oxide?
With a saliva test strip that this company, Neogenis, that we're talking about makes, ask them. They'll send you the saliva test strips,
all
and
right,
you just put a little piece of saliva in on it and look at the color.
800-655-4183 to take Dr. Ken's advice. And you'll get, as I said, a free 30-day supply of SuperBeats when you put in your first order. Works three times faster to give you the results that you need. The blood goes to your head, to your muscles, all over your body. 800-655-4183. Get the book, Beat the Odds, free shipping when you mention Dr. Ken. All kinds of great reasons to call that number now and get on the SuperBeats program. 800-655-4183. 28 past the hour, medicines that send you to the ER, coming up next here.
I saved! I found incredible deals on Groupon for everyone.
For everyone.
There's something for everyone this year on Groupon. Download the Groupon app and find thousands of deals on electronics, toys for the kids, winter apparel, home cookware, and more. From GoPro cameras and drones to yoga mats and skateboards. This season, get up to 70% off with incredible deals on Groupon.
Thanks to Groupon goods, I could buy gifts for everyone.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that, because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Attention, men. It appears that size does matter when we are talking about your brain and memory. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Well, guys, the truth hurts. A recent Mayo Clinic study leaves no wiggle room. Your memory becomes worse than women's as you age. The news is even more sobering. Your brain is smaller, too. At least the part of it that controls memory, the hippocampus. It also shrinks continually from age 40 on up. It's no surprise, as your brain shrinks, memory declines. Women have the upper hand here mainly because of the protective effects of estrogen. And once again, sorry guys, there's nothing you can do about the estrogen advantage. Genetics, of course, play a role, as does a healthy lifestyle, exercise, and good nutrition. But acceptance is helpful too, especially when you are repeatedly told that you were the last one to have the car keys. Grandmothers in the future may very well say, a smartphone means a lazy brain. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Scientists are closely studying the impact smartphones have on your daily life. Sadly, they are finding that these devices are slowly taking over our ability to think for ourselves. There are two types of thinking, intuitive and analytic. Analytical thinkers work harder at problems, using brain power to seek logical solutions. Intuitive thinkers rely more on outside help, like smartphones, to find information they may otherwise have figured out on their own. Our brains naturally tend towards mental shortcuts, so having your Android or iPhone handy can be a bit too enticing. This is a bad thing. When you replace thinking with a prosthetic brain, over-relying on simplified problem solving, well, as grandmother might have said, you use it or lose it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
To health on the Good Day program. Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell in 1 hour and Dr. Ken Kronhaus in the other hour. You have the benefit of Dr. Kronhaus here with us from Lake Cardiology, Madura, Florida. We're here to discuss the medical news of the week, its implications for you, how to take care of problems simple and complex with your body. It is a one-stop shop. I wonder if you'd like to spend a minute talking about Florence Henderson dying, Ken, at the age of 82. I think I, this is the Brady Bunch mom, I think I remember seeing that she had a heart problem. Is that she had died of a heart attack? Is that right?
Well, as I understand it, the official cause of death is heart failure, but from what they're...
What does that mean? What is heart failure? Is that like a heart attack or is it something more complex?
Well, it's often caused by a heart attack, but heart failure just means that the heart's not pumping an adequate amount of blood to meet the needs of the body. And you can either have a pump that can't contract because it's weak or a pump that's stiff and it doesn't fill with blood. And one of the many causes, a common cause, is a heart attack. And apparently, from what they're reporting, she had no known history of heart disease, and this came on unexpectedly. In fact, she was one of her daughters from the Brady Bunch was in Dancing with the Stars just this past week, and apparently Florence Henderson went to root her on.
Yeah.
And this then occurred unexpectedly. She died at Cedars-Sinai, UCLA Hospital in Los Angeles, which is an outstanding hospital in general and an extremely outstandingly good heart place to be. So if they could have done anything to save her, she was in the right hospital.
Right. Well, so it's interesting to see how that... You have said many times in this program that heart disease, heart failure, heart problems happening more and more to women than used to be the case. It's more prevalent as a cause of death than anything else, I think I've heard you say. It used to be that men were the ones who would be worried about heart failure, but now that's not the case.
Well, in general, heart disease has always been a woman's problem, but it's been an exceptionally greater woman's problem in the last decade or two, because women, unfortunately, want to be more like men, and men have done a lot of things that are not in their natural life, healthy to the heart. And as you increase mental stress, as you smoke more, as you sleep less, you're going to get more heart disease.
Yep. All right. So the passing of Florence Henderson, something that we note here. All right. As it is Thanksgiving weekend, there are a lot of people who are going to the emergency room for various reasons. And also, there's a report out this week on certain medicines that send people more frequently to the ER as well. What's the scoop?
So this is rather amazing. This comes out this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association. They estimate, Doug, that one in 250 Americans lands in the hospital emergency department each year because of a medication-related reaction or problem. One in 250. So what they did was look at which drugs were the biggest culprits and then maybe how we can get this number down by understanding the drugs we take. What they identified was that blood thinners, diabetes medications, and antibiotics top the list. These drugs account for 47% of emergency department visits for adverse drug events, Doug. Among older adults, the list is a little bit different. Blood thinners, diabetes medicines, and opioid painkillers are implicated in nearly 60% of emergency department visits for adverse drug events. And people on blood thinners like warfarin, for example, that you need to have your blood levels checked regularly due to major risks of internal bleeding. And problems also arise with these blood thinners like Coumadin or warfarin when there is insufficient monitoring of dose adjustments or when you take other medications which interact with warfarin or Coumadin, especially antibiotics. So you have to be very careful when you're on these blood thinners to monitor the blood and also make sure whenever you get a new drug, you tell the doctor you're on Coumadin. Diabetic patients taking insulin run into trouble when their blood sugar levels fall too low. If they forget to eat or accidentally administer the wrong dose, they can pass out, fall, or break a hip. A too common reason for presenting to the emergency room. 27% of trips to the ER for drug-related reactions and other health problems, Doug, were serious enough to require hospitalization, which also is amazing. Among kids, it's antibiotics, which account for 56% of emergency visits for adverse drugs events among children 5 years and under. For kids ages 6 to 19, antibiotics were the most common drugs, followed by antipsychotic drugs, which are often prescribed for children with disruptive behaviors. And this is just an area where you've got to be a little more cautious.
Mm-hmm. All right. In terms of your specialty, which is the heart, circulation, et cetera, this next study about stroke rates is good news, it would seem.
This is
well,
good.
I mean, it's in part. It's some good to it and there's some bad to it, I guess.
This is exactly a yin-yang story. It's good for the older folks among us, but the younger people, it's not so good. This comes out of the Journal of the American Heart Association. There's a new generation gap, another one in America. Strokes are increasingly striking young people, and at the same time, stroke rates are dropping for those 55 and older, Doug. Older Americans, they appear to be benefiting from blood pressure medication and cholesterol-lowering drugs that were unavailable to those who came before them. But the younger generation, Doug, they're being harassed by, they're being hammered by obesity and type 2 diabetes. Doctors, we need to start evaluating people as early as their teenage years for signs of high blood pressure. In young people, it's easy to change all this. Just alter your diet, lose some weight, and don't eat as much. And just talk to your doctor, your friends, whoever know about health, about ways to lower your risk. You want to get on a heart-healthy diet, exercise when the doctor says it's okay, get enough sleep, get the mental stress under control, limit the alcohol, and don't go near the cigarettes or the marijuana, and then know your numbers, blood pressure, your weight, your cholesterol, and your blood sugar, and you'll avoid all this havoc.
All right, very important. Dr. Ken is a cardiologist focusing on hearts is his specialty. Certainly the stroke story is important from him to get his perspective on it. And coming up, concerns about consuming too much saturated fats and what that may do to your heart, according to a new study. That's up next to your Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and some salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about 10 bucks a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Dazzle holiday parties with your own barista. Here's entertaining expert CeCe Carmichael.
The new automatic Jura Z6 is my personal barista. It uses exclusive technology to make the perfect espresso, cappuccino, and lattes from whole beans.
For a new twist on great traditions,
classic Domani green bean casserole is a must serve. Add bacon or mushrooms to make it your own. And a dessert, Frito-Lay seasonal dipped pretzels, chocolate-covered potato chips, and raspberry and chocolate-flavored popcorn. Salty and sweet.
More at videopump.tv. Holiday shoppers are spending an average of $900, 8% more than last year. Techlicious editor Suzanne Cantra says,
the top five tech gifts are laptops, TVs, smartphones, tablets, and gaming consoles.
Suzanne's picks through Cyber Monday?
LG's beautiful 55-inch B6 OLED is $1,799, $200 off. PlayStation 4 is $50 off. Smartphone cases at OtterBox up to 20% off. BJ's Wholesale has deals like Skullcandy Grind wireless headphones for just $50.
More at techlicious.com.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
This is Good Day Health, a postscript on one item this week that's a value that you ought to know more about, especially this is a holiday weekend, Thanksgiving weekend. And as we get started with buying gifts and giving gifts, the parties, all that sort of thing, family gatherings, the holidays get, for many people, very stressful. Signs of a stressed-out person can range from an increase in acne, dryness of skin, redness of skin, and over time, rapid aging. Most of this has to do with the body's response to stress, which is overproducing hormones like cortisol. Cortisol is critical for the regulation of our metabolic and blood pressure, metabolic system, blood pressure, cardiovascular function, that sort of thing. But it also diminishes your body's ability to retain water. So your skin can become dull and dehydrated. also leads to an increase of oil production in the hair follicles, which can cause acne. So it's the best way to keep your skin looking good around the holidays. Figure out ways to relax, practice self-care, working out, yoga, as we are talking about frequently here on this program. Do that, and good skin care and the feelings of having good skin will follow. All right, what's the old expression? A word to the wise is sufficient, and who needs holiday stress? You know, it is as much as we want it to be good, goodwill to men, you know, all that stuff, the feelings from listening to the music and having the time with your friends and maybe things slow down a little bit at work, all those things, the really good feelings hopefully outweigh the bad feelings. But here's a way to focus on it if the stress has affected your skin. Advice from Good Day Health. All right, 45 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health as we move our way through some of the important issues. There are a lot of, even though it's a holiday week, a lot of discussion and decisions made and publications that are heralding some of the research that's been done, including, once again, a focus on saturated fat. Can we? I think it's hard to find a week that goes by we don't talk about something, whether it's coconut oil, canola oil. Didn't we just last week or the week before talk about some, what ones you should be using? I mean, I think you said we should take a teaspoon of one of them every day. It's good for lower body fat. Do I remember that conversation?
Well, there was a report. There was a report about taking a tablespoon of canola oil, which selectively would lower the amount of abdominal fat that you have in your body. And then I got a lot of comments about the questions about safety of canola oil, and that is a bit of a controversy, and I'm still trying to fully research that myself, and I think you have to just choose the canola oil selectively. That's a manufactured type of oil, but it seems in some studies to be very good for the heart, but there are some concerns if you use the wrong manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
But what came out this week is we know that saturated fats raise cholesterol, but what we don't know, the news is, we now know that saturated fats actually cause plaquing in the coronary, so-called coronary artery disease, when the big vessels that you can see sitting on top of the heart get plaqued up, get narrowed up, the opening just closes down. This is called coronary artery disease, and out of the BMJ, the British Medical Journal, they report that consuming high levels of saturated fats, these are fats that are found in butter, lard, red meat, dairy fat, and palm oil, they raise the risk of getting coronary artery disease. However, replacing just 1% of them with healthier fats, nuts, whole grains, and plant proteins appear to reduce the risk by up to 8%. And these findings definitely refute the idea this past year that butter is back, because it doesn't sound to me from this study that butter is really back. So replacing sources of saturated fats in our diets with unsaturated fats from vegetable oils, nuts, seeds, and seafood, as well as high-quality carbohydrates, is one of the easiest ways to reduce our risk of heart disease. And I do, like the DASH diet, like low-fat dairy products.
Do you like butter? You didn't. You said you were talking about butter, but what do we do with butter?
No, I would put butter on the side. If you're looking for a buttery spread, I kind of like Smart Balance products.
Yes, I know you've told me that. I get Smart Balance peanut butter because you say, well, peanut butter is a good source of protein. And you've said that, and we're not getting paid to say this, but that their product, their Smart Butter, their Smart Balance peanut butter is also good for the same reasons that you talk about their other products.
Yeah, I think so. If you're asking me what do I do for butter, I use Smart Balance.
Mm-hmm. And what do I use for peanut butter? I use Smart Balance, okay?
And so. I like their peanut butter also. The problem is when I buy it, I eat too much of it.
Well, is it bad for you? I thought that peanut butter was good for you. The nuts are good for you, and peanut butter is good protein.
It is good for you in moderation if you don't consume it all as soon as you buy it.
Right. But it's called self-control.
But it's one of my trigger foods. I just like it too much, and if when I buy it, it's gone, so I have to be very careful.
All right, yoga in the medical news up next here. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology in Florida with Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
For fast, powerful, and portable ratcheting without a power cord or air hose, pick up the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Max Access Auto Ratchet. The ratchet head delivers up to 420 inch-pounds of torque at 225 RPMs, enough power to turn just about any stubborn fastener quickly. The pass-through design eliminates the need for deep sockets and lets you tighten and loosen long bolts fast, even in tighter workspaces. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Supporting good health, this is Good Day Health, a weekly habit and a good one for a lot of people who want to find out what's going on in their bodies. It's your job to find out what's going on, not Ken's job, not my job, but your job. We say that frequently. The important thing is that you know what's going on in your body. You do that with regular checkups, get the blood work done. I haven't even told you about the blood work. The reality that Meredith and I went up to a special laboratory in New Hampshire to get all of this blood work, 6 pages of blood work that you're going to be the recipient of soon, Ken, so you can look at it and digest it and tell us what's going on. But we had everything we could possibly think of checked so that you know when you look at it, a really good, thorough overview. That's a great way for you to know what's going on in somebody's body to look at the blood work.
How did you find out about this lab and who ordered the blood work?
I went to, remember I've told you about Fred Grover, the doctor seen in Colorado, and he gave me a punch list of certain things that would be good to know about my head and what's going on in my brain, et cetera, et cetera. There are levels of, you know, oxygen and various, you know, like nitric oxide, that kind of stuff. And so he put together the overview or the order for the special things, and I just said, like we've done in the past, just give me everything. I give it a complete, what do they call it? It's a panel of all of the boss, everything, anything you can test.
Some
test.
Cutting edge blood work.
Yeah, right. That was very expensive. However, it's better to feel good about what's going on. By the way, speaking again of the blood work and getting the blood support that you need, that's why Ken is so supportive of what they're doing at Superbeats. Get yourself in. You've heard him talk about it. Get the program started by calling 800-655-4183 and get a free month supply of Superbeats to open up your blood veins, the arteries, and to make sure that blood is getting to all the regions of your heart and your blood pressure stays normal. That's the real benefit. 800-655-4183. All right, so yoga. I've tried it, don't like it. Meredith uses it and loves it. Very good for strength training and lots of other things, apparently, according to this study, Ken.
This is from the Journal of Clinical Psychiatry this week. Antidepressant medications, Doug, are considered primary treatment for major depression. And depression is a problem year-round, but especially unexpectedly around the holidays, it is especially a big problem. But the drugs fail to fully work in more than half of Americans who use them. And now these researchers suggest that a way to boost the effectiveness of these antidepressant drugs is by a breathing-based yoga. So 8 weeks of Sudarshan Kriya Yoga improves symptoms of anxiety and depression in patients with major depressive disorder, Doug, who are not responding to antidepressants. So this may be helpful for a lot of people. In depression, it's the most common mental illness in America. The statistics are as recent as 2014. 15.7 million adults in America experienced at least one major depressive episode in the past 12 months. So symptoms of depression, they can include persistent sadness, feelings of hopelessness, pessimism, guilt or worthlessness, fatigue, loss of interest in activities, reduced appetite, weight loss and insomnia. As individuals, it's usually diagnosed, this major depressive disorder, if they experience at least five of these symptoms for at least 2 weeks.
All right. And the breathing is the important part of this, it would seem.
Correct.
Okay. Let's spend a moment on diabetes, how to prevent type 2 diabetes, some steps here. I noticed in my blood test, it's always been, you noted it last year, that I'm close to the edge when it comes to being pre-diabetic. And it's all about the sugar. I know that, and I should be smart enough not to be, at this time of year especially, good God, with all the sugar around. So you want to give us a quick thumbnail sketch? We got about a minute here.
Right. It's actually about the white flour, much more than the consumption of sugar. But currently, 40% of people in America are expected to develop type 2 diabetes in their lifetime. This is the one where you actually are making too much insulin and your body's just not sensitive to it. It usually occurs in people who are overweight. There are ways to reduce the risk of developing type 2 diabetes, Doug. And the reason why this is so important, because this will lead to heart attacks, strokes, just ruining the circulation throughout the body, your eyes, your kidneys, just wreak havoc, even your sexual performance. So what can you do? You want to do regular blood glucose screening, as Doug just did. I hope he got his A1C. Above 5.6 is pre-diabetes. Above 6.5 is diabetes. You want to maintain a healthy weight, follow a healthy and balanced diet, get enough fiber, and get active.
Dr. Ken Kronos at 59 past on Good Day Health.
If you run a business, whether you're in plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that commercial vans aren't one size fits all. Some vans are too small.
We're gonna have to make two trips.
Others too big.
Watch the top! Watch the top!
You need a van that's just right. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. It's the only available mid-size commercial van with unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall. It's big enough for the job, yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. We won't give you a one-size-fits-all van. We'll do you one better, a commercial van that's sized just right for you. The 2016 midsize Metris. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.